I'll give the floor to Paula Flores. Thank you. The national government has put in place policies such as the agenda for gender equality and for combating violence. We want a safe internet for our children, so we have a program on that. And there's been a reform of the comprehensive penal code and the democracy law. There is an organic law to prevent and sanction violence against women. Together with civil society and state bodies, we are currently putting in place a public policy to eradicate sexual violence in education. This means that we will have prevention processes and care processes specifically for children. There have been protocols to look at cases of violence committed in the school setting. And this is compulsory training for all schools within the country. It's a document which looks at different kinds of violence. In higher education, in 2019, we put in place a protocol for the prevention of harassment and violence and gender-based violence and violence on the basis of sexual identity. We have also put in place protocols in cases of gender-based violence or harassment at university level. And at the same time, we are producing public policies across the territory to provide direct care in order to eradicate violence, something which will allow for the comprehensive development of the rights of women throughout their life cycle. We're currently providing protection services through the human rights secretariats, and there will be social work provision and psychological services for women victims of violence, as well as members of the household. We have 45 sheltered housing projects throughout the country. We have the so-called violet or purple centers that provide care for victims of violence. These are called the Centro Violeta. We have a single center to try and collate information on all acts of violence throughout the country. And our public policy is focused on saving lives. We currently have an organic law to ensure that there is abortion available for women and girls where there is a guarantee of abortion services in cases of sexual violence for girls, but also for women who have been victims of violence if they choose to have an abortion. It's the intention of the government to put in place a ministry for women and to make sure that there are sufficient shelters for women victims of violence throughout the country. This